This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, August 31st, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. You could call it the human rightsification of healthcare. The Obama administration is claiming a victory on human rights in its expansion of the government's role in healthcare. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, believes there are at least a few human rights problems in the new healthcare law itself.
The United States is engaging in a human rights audit with the United Nations. A lot of nations are going through this. They're poring over their human rights record. And the Obama administration has submitted a report to the United Nations on the U.S. track record with human rights. And one of the accomplishments that the Obama administration claims the United States has made toward promoting human rights is passing the healthcare law that President Obama signed back in March of this year. That law, the centerpiece of that law, requires Americans to purchase health insurance. And if they don't purchase health insurance, they'll be subject to fines and possibly jail time. So it's very ironic that the Obama administration is citing this as an example of progress on human rights, because for the first time in America's history, you could be put in jail for not purchasing a health insurance policy.
During the run-up to the passage of the healthcare law, it seemed like the Obama administration and all the people who were pushing this specific piece of legislation were avoiding specifically that kind of talk about this law, that is the human rights argument.
President, or I should say candidate Obama, was certainly attuned to the unfairness of this law. Because if you'll remember, during the Democratic presidential primaries, he attacked rather bitterly Senator Hillary Clinton for having proposed an individual mandate. He said that this would leave people worse off because they would have no health insurance and they'd be paying taxes or penalties on top of that. And there was, during the debate, proponents of this individual mandate tried to avoid the question of the consequences for violating the mandate, as did Senator Clinton during the campaign. But one thing that came to the fore during that debate was the Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation told members of Congress that, yes, in fact, a person could be put in jail for violating this individual mandate. The authors of this legislation then wrote in a provision that said, well, there are certain powers that the IRS cannot use to enforce this individual mandate. Like, it cannot put liens against your house, and it cannot pursue criminal penalties against an individual for not purchasing health insurance or not paying the fine that is associated with violating that mandate. But that didn't solve the problem. Because if you owe the IRS $1,000 because you didn't purchase a government-designed health insurance plan, and you owe and your employer withholds $10,000 from your paycheck for income tax purposes, well, the IRS can just take that $10,000 and say, all right, we're going to deem the first $1,000 to be your payment of that income tax. I'm sorry, that penalty for violating the individual mandate. The other $9,000 are going to apply to your income taxes. Oh, and by the way, you owe us another $1,000 of income tax. And unless you pay that, then we are going to levy more fines and maybe liens against your home and possibly put you in jail. So there was some language thrown into the Obamacare law that tried to make it appear that people would not face jail time for violating the individual mandate. But the language didn't accomplish that. This is still a very... Americans still face the threat of fines and jail time if they violate the individual mandate, which really makes it an affront to human rights rather than an example of promoting human rights.
Has the Obama administration or anyone in it had to confront the question of claiming to advance human rights while creating potential criminal penalties for failing to comply?
I don't think anyone has really forced the issue with them, but I think someone should.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.